So here we go. Here's our second rendition. So Heather, who's on the list of eight that we got?
Okay, so what I wanted to do this week was sort of an, if you like this band and then name a band people might have heard of, then you might like this other band that's either new or maybe not as well known in the Americana world. So that's kind of how I've organized things for this playlist this week. And the first person that I wanted to introduce our listenership to is somebody who's brand new on the scene. This guy's name is Mac Greer. He's from Northeast Georgia originally, but he relocated to Nashville. And according to his Spotify bio, which is really the only place I could find any info on him, if you find him stumbling around town, buy him a Budweiser. That's his introduction to the world.
That's it?
That's it. I found out about him from this really great online radio show called Gimme Country. I've kept my eye on those guys for a couple months. They have really great picks. And this song, Say It to My Face, really kind of marries the styles of Kurt Vile and Neil Young.
Oh, that's, you know what, I heard, now that you say that, you're bang on with that assessment, because I've been listening to that show or that song for the last couple of days, and the jokes are just flying off the shelf with me, because I'm like, why did Heather send this? I mean, when you hear the song, you're like, okay, all right, he's upset, but what's he really trying to say to me? And because the chorus is, the whole song's a chorus, it really is. Yeah. So
I'm like, that's a great hook.
Yeah, it's really hooky, and I like the music. It just seems just to go with it, the pacing and everything. So, but me being a smart ass, it was just like, I don't know what you're trying to say to me, Mac, but okay, whatever, whatevs. Why don't we spin that right now? Say It to My Face by Mac Greer here on the Americana Cool with Heather and Gunner on Steel City Music.
Won't you say it to my face? Won't you say it to my face? Say it to my face. Oh, you say it to my face. Heard you with another man from up the road. I heard it from those people that I know. Heard he took you out on the town and showed you around the places that never would go. Oh, you say it to my face. Won't you say it to my face? Oh, you say it to my face. Oh, you say it to my face. Such a real good time till you lost your mind. Now you've lost all control. You've been into them real bad things and them sad things. Now you've got what you deserve. Won't you say it to my face? Say it to my face. Oh, you 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 say it to my face.
What's the next item up for bids?
All right. So the next artist that I wanted to introduce to our listeners is an artist who's been around since 2009, but she doesn't get as much play up here in Canada. Her name is Samantha Crane, and she is a Choctaw singer-songwriter from Shawnee, Oklahoma. She won a number of Native American Music Awards when she first came on the scene. And I picked this song because it has so many references to just the American experience. So we're going to play you guys a song called Bloomsday. Some of the things that you're going to hear are references to the song This Little Light of Mine, references to Okies, to Salem, and my favorite line is, socialite buying candles too pricey to light, or are you an Okie from Okmulgee just making do with wax and pride? So if you like First Aid Kit, you will probably like Samantha Crane, and this is her song Bloomsday. Everything must always start.
What do we got next?
Okay, so last week on our first episode, or last month, I should say, on our first episode, we talked a little bit about the queer country community, and the next two songs are going to be within that world. So the first one that I want to introduce you guys to is this brand new artist. Her name is Amanda Monroe. I don't know exactly where she's from. She says that she's from the West, so somewhere in the West in the United States. Her song is called Clean Slate, and I picked it because it's got this incredible fresh kind of feel. Her voice is so light and airy, and it's one of those songs that you can just identify with. It's an empowering breakup song that tells the tale of past relationships through the lens of queer experience. So if you like Baja Bulat style vocals, and if you like Fiona Apple type of arrangements, you'll probably like Amanda Monroe, and here she is with Clean Slate.
The best damn cure for a broken heart is get the hell out of Dodge and make a new start. thing. Three is too many if you know what I mean. I wanted an adventure, but he said I'd never do it. Bought a one-way ticket, I was off before he knew it. Then I loved a man with the biggest smile, sharp as a whip and I'm a sapiophile. Driving down to New Mexico. Because the best damn cure for a broken heart is get the hell out of Dodge and make a new start. Memories disappear in the rearview mirror. Let the wind through the window drop my tears. You know it's never too late for a clean, clean slate. Mexican coast. Because the best damn cure for a broken heart is get the hell out of Dodge and make a new start. Memories disappear in the rearview mirror. Let the wind through the window drop my tears. You know a trusty remedy for a case of heartbreak. Leave that town and hit the highway. The only things I'm taking with me are my dog and my scars and whatever else fits in the back of my car. You know it's never too late. Dodge and make a new start. Memories disappear in the rearview mirror. Let the wind through the window dry my tears. You know my trusty remedy for a case of heartbreak. Leave that town and hit the highway. The only things I'm taking with me are my dog and my scars and whatever else fits in the back of my car. You know it's never too late.
You're bang on with the Baggio Poulet reference right there, buddy.
Yeah,
I caught that. I'm glad you said that. Now, but you said there was two artists. The next artist is it's Karen and the Sorrows, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So last week I referenced Karen and the Sorrows. Karen Pittleman, who is the singer-songwriter behind this project, she is a force within the queer country community in the United States. She's based in New York. She is a social justice author as well as a singer-songwriter. And I actually caught up with her this week to ask her the story behind the track that we're going to play for you guys. So if you like Dolly Parton, you will probably like this incredible tune, Guaranteed Broken Heart, that came out last fall from an album with the same title, Guaranteed Broken Heart, and here's Karen talking about it.
Guaranteed Broken Heart came out of this moment in my life where I was thinking a lot about both grief and desire, which I feel like is kind of a weird thing to be thinking about those two together, maybe, but I had sort of a lot of both going on in my life at the time. And so it made me think a lot about, like, all the power and transformative potential that can come from letting yourself break open. And also, like, all the terror of losing those boundaries and the dangers of it. And I tend to read a lot of Jewish, like, Old Testament Bible country songs. I'm not sure why. So I was thinking a lot about that, too, and, like, the story of Jonah and the whale, this idea of like just being taken down to the bottom of the ocean and what you find there. And sometimes it's sort of this great, like, ecstasy, you know, whether it's like a romantic ecstasy or a religious ecstasy, you know, and sometimes it is just this devastating loss. But sort of both ends of the spectrum open you up and transform you into a new person. So yeah, that's sort of what this album is about, you know, and also just me thinking a lot about 90s country and loving that sound.
Well, I dream that people know walking through the streets late at night.
Old 97s? Is that what's up next?
Yeah, we've got the old 97s up next. So we're taking a little bit of a different route with this band because so far I've picked a variety of artists who are relatively new or underground, especially in Canada. The old 97s are some of the old dogs of the alternative country scene.
Right.
They have been around since the early 90s. I picked them because, you know, if you like bands from that era, like Wilco and Sunvolt, Uncle Tupelo, that style of songwriting and that sound, you'll probably like the old 97s. And this song that we're going to feature is just so catchy and fun. And it's got kind of a cool backstory, too.
Yeah, what's the deal in the backstory? Because as I was listening to it, I was like going, what do they have against Champaign, Illinois? And I started thinking, how bad was the show? Like, a lot of artists will write a song and it's just like, you know, they'll do a show somewhere, and then all of a sudden, like about a year later, it comes out another album, like "Don't Play Winnipeg," or that's it's a Weaker Than's joke. Right. You know, I hate Winnipeg, but it just happens. And there's been a lot of people I know that do that. And when I heard Champaign, Illinois, I was like, "How horrible was the show?"
Well, you know, last week we were talking about some of the themes that get explored in Americana music, and we kind of centered on this idea of loss and hardship in life. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what they're getting at here. They're telling the story of like a blue collar life and what it's like to live in a small town and to struggle. So the backstory of this song is that Rhett Miller, who is the singer-songwriter, kind of the lead composer of this band, was on tour with the rest of the band and didn't have a guitar or any other instrument available to him. And he couldn't get the Desolation Row out of his head, that Bob Dylan song.
Right.
So he started playing around with that melody and then wrote the lyrics to this song, Champaign, Illinois, which we haven't said yet. So Champaign, Illinois is the name of the song. He wrote the lyrics to the song thinking of Desolation Row. But because he had essentially lifted the melody from a Dylan song, they played this song live and it was a fan favorite for years, but they could never record it because they knew that they wouldn't have copyright. Long story short, years after it was written, turns out the manager that they had at the time was friends with Bob Dylan's manager, and they ended up releasing it as a co-composition. So this is actually a Rhett Miller / Old 97s tune that also has a writing credit to Bob Dylan.
Okay. You know what? I believe you when you say this, but I have this sneaking suspicion as you're telling us the story that how does it not come up in conversation that I know Bob Dylan's manager? Like, honestly, I mean, if you and I were hanging out, which we are now, and we were joking about something, and I would say, well, so-and-so said, you know, because he's Bob Dylan's manager, that, you know, blah, 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 blah. At some point, like in our friendship, I'm saying, the short time we have known each other over this year, I would have said that. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you have a manager for a long time. So it's like, that's going to come up.
Right.
Well beforehand.
You would think.
I'm not saying your story's
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, I don't think that artists necessarily stick with the same manager forever. And the other thing
that's true. No, that's true. You're right. You're right. I don't know about that one. I don't know. That's kind of like, we need a story for this. How can this work? That's just me.
We should get Rhett Miller.
Great song, though.
To talk to us about it. Yeah, we should get to the bottom of this mystery.
Well, I think that's probably what you want in this world, is to be called out on a silly story by some guy in Canada, you know, who's not buying into this whole story. It's a good song. I want to go to Champaign, Illinois, just to see how bad it is. It is, as he says. It says it is. Says. Whatever. Let's just play the song.
The bottom line's been snorted. The bottom card's been dealt. No one knows like you know right now how truly bad it felt. All your life you wasted on dreaming about the day. Worker bees kill off their queen and carry all her eggs away. Oh, but if you die fearing God and painfully employed, no, you will not go. Champaign, Illinois. Up north in Chicago, where booze makes no one blush. Memories come back to you in a double bourbon rush. Memories, they aren't all bad, and neither my friend are you. There is an argument, there must be some heaven that for hearts that are half true. Oh, and if you spend your whole life rolling horses into Troy, no, you will not go to heaven. You'll go to Champaign, Illinois. No, you will not go to heaven. You'll go to Champaign, Illinois.
ring of fields in the distance, and that's the last big one. After that comes judgment. Oh, and judgment will be swift. You will be eliminated, but here's a parting gift.
Steel City Music, your host Gunnar here. If you're just tuning in, I'm with Heather Valley, my special guest, doing Americana Cool, a segment we do at the end of the month, and this is the month of April. And moving along, what is our next artist?
Okay, so as we've been doing, as the theme of the episode this week, these are sort of introductions to bands that you might not have heard of through other bands that you might be more familiar with. So everybody loves the Rolling Stones, right?
No.
Oh, come on.
Okay, no, I do. I'm just a little, and just, I just don't like the new Mick Jagger, Dave Grohl song, but that's another podcast, so you just move on.
Yeah, we can put that in a separate category from the Stones.
Separate thing. Yeah, but everyone does love the Rolling Stones. They're an iconic band.
Right, and I mean, I think some people could argue that the band that I'm setting up here is also iconic in its own way, but in case you don't know of them, this is a song by the Drive-By Truckers. So the Drive-By Truckers are an alternative country southern rock band based in Athens, Georgia. Two of five of the current members are originally from the Shoals region of northern Alabama, and they met as roommates at the University of North Alabama. They also have some roots in Richmond, Virginia. So they are like Central American, just steeped in the experience there. And the inspiration behind the Drive-By Truckers was that they were listening to a lot of rap and to a lot of punk, and they were really identifying with the themes in those songs in the mid-90s. And they realized that the country music that was coming out at that time really wasn't touching on those real life, hard scrabble type themes. So they came together around this concept, and they essentially established a very strong career for themselves. And they even launched one of the superstars of country and roots music right now, Jason Isbell, who joined their band for a period of time. So what we're going to do is we're going to play you guys one of my favorite songs by the Drive-By Truckers, which sounds a lot like classic Rolling Stones music. This is a song called Gravity's Gone, and I want to highlight one of my favorite lines from this song for everybody. So listen for it. This is their chorus. I'll meet you at the bottom. They told me so long, and I just know it, but I've been falling so long. It's like gravity's gone, and I'm just floating. So back to our theme of loss. When you fall so long, it feels like gravity's gone.
That makes total sense. Can I do a shout out to someone for this song?
For sure.
I want to send this out to my good friend Bob McKnight, who's a Drive-By Truckers fan. So here it is.
I went stumbling through the fog, trying to find a reason for the things I told her. She woke up sunny side down, and I'm still thinking I'm too proud to flip her over. Between the champagne hand jobs and the kissing ass by everyone involved, cocaine rich comes quick, and that's when the small dicks have it all. So I'll meet
what's the next artist we got up here for Americana Cool, Heather?
Okay, so the next artist is a guy named Brent Cobb. So Brent Cobb grew up in this place called Americus, Georgia. We've got quite a few artists out of Georgia in that region this week. He moved to Nashville. He was working, developing film just to be able to make ends meet. And then he got a contract songwriting. And so he started writing songs for some of the biggest names in the country and roots world. And from there, he developed a career himself, opening for acts like Blake Shelton and Chris Stapleton. And he tours consistently, but he hasn't necessarily risen to the level of name recognition that those guys have, especially in Canada. So what I wanted to do is play one of his tracks. And this is a track called Black Creek. It has this really interesting darkness to it. And when I was listening to it for the first several times, I kept thinking to myself, you know, this song reminds me of something, but what is it? And then it finally hit me. It reminds me of Everlast. You know that song?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what you're saying now. Yeah. It does have that, it has that little vibe to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's like some kind of similarity between the melodic structure of this song and Everlast's big hit from the 90s. So I thought it would be really interesting to, you know, make that observation to our audience. And then when you listen to the song now, think about it while you hear it and, you know, let us know whether you can hear what we're hearing.
Well, odds are they will. Check out the song.
Help me escape from this deserted sea. Lord, I think that the devil might be after me. I don't want to waste my integrity. I'm just a man living a one-night stand. I'll tell you what I need. Oh, Black Creek, take me to that place and wash my sins away. Oh, Black Creek, take me to that place, wash my sins away. Just a little taste, that's all I need. Fruitful harvest and a wicked garden of a forbidden tree. A simple skin from a dozen fate. Simple as it may be, it's more than I can take. Oh, Black Creek, take me to that place. Wash my sins away. Oh, Black Creek, take me to that place. Wash my sins away. And then nothing to lose, I'm lost. But I don't wanna be found. Yeah, for me could be coming real soon. I'd like a glass of tea mixed with the sassy fresh fruit and a breath of high ground. Oh, Black Creek, take me to that place. Wash my sins away.
All right, the next artist up is Red Shahan, I believe. Am I saying that right, Heather?
You know what? I can't tell you. I've only ever read it. I've never heard anyone say it. So
I hate that.
Yes.
I hate that. I got to Google it. I got to like go for interviews and listen to other people say it. And I still screw up the name. It's like, I'm doing it again. I was going to give you an example. Saoirse. The actress from Ireland.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, she was great, that Saracen kid. Like, she was great. And I'm like, she's not an old early 80s band from Hamilton. No, she's not. But I'm going to say that anyway, like an idiot. Red Shahan,
we think.
Go on.
If you're looking him up, it's S-H-A-H-A-N.
Great. So, way to tell everyone that we're poorly educated people. Thank you.
Okay. So Red has an interesting backstory. He's also relatively new to the scene. We're going to be playing you guys a song called Men and Coyotes, which is the title track from his debut record that came out in 2018. But I want to tell you a little bit about his backstory first. So his interest is in writing music that truly reflects Texas, real Texas. That's what he's always striving for. He grew up in West Texas, so he's from Lubbock, but he's based currently in Fort Worth. And this is how he's described on his website. He is the red-headed troubadour with a lonesome howl and penchant for somber portraits of busted boomtowns and gritty white-knuckled anthems. He wasn't long in hitting his stride and building a loyal audience in the old-fashioned way. He released his first album in 2018, and then he organically grew a really strong following that led to essentially a publishing deal and a representation deal that got him a showcase at Americana Fest. So his career has just been burgeoning. And when you hear this song, I think you're going to understand why. He has this sound that marries some traditional Americana sounds with this really fantastic songwriting and imagery. And the voice, like, just wait. I'm going to say, if you like Chris Cornell, odds are you're really going to like Red Shahan.
Howling at the moon while the innocents sleep through a canyon of concrete walls I've been down. Oh, but not this alone. 27 years, never missed a single sunset. Eyes grown green, living in the shadows, just another game to be seen. Others enjoy the company of the strange. Just like the Indian Sea, we're only here to guide the way, the common thing, all misunderstood. But at the end of the day, nobody cares for coyotes. We're gonna burn us out, burn us out of town. It's like a two-faced lion. Nobody cares for coyotes. We're gonna burn us out, burn us out of town. Labeled as a young man, never had a chance. The night calls out, oh, come on home. 27 years, never done nobody wrong, but my eyes glow green. Living in the shadows, just another game to
Last track of Americana Cool for this episode on Steel City Music. I forgot. You know why? Because your cat keeps walking by.
For anybody who's tuning in now, we're recording this on Zoom, so there's a visual element that Gunner's getting that you guys aren't getting, which is a black cat that's patrolling my room over and over again.
He's the cat's doing paces and then stopped, turned and looked at the laptop. I'm like, yeah, I know. I see you. It's okay. I can't help. If anyone who owns animals, it's instinctual for you to stop whatever you're doing to tend to the animal's needs. Even if it doesn't want anything, it's just like, oh, do you need something? Should I be helping you? That's what I'm like. Okay, the last track and the last artist of our episode.
Okay, so this week we have been doing If You Like This Artist, You Might Like This Artist, and the last one that we're going to be covering is Amelia White. So, if you like Lucinda Williams, I'm going to suggest that you might like Amelia White. Amelia White is originally from Boston, but she relocated to East Nashville, and she has essentially established herself as a core artist in the long-term in the scene in East Nashville. So she's shared shows with the likes of Brandi Clark, Asleep at the Wheel, John Prine, so many others. There was a point in her career where she realized you have to go out and knock on doors with your songs, which I think a lot of local songwriters will really get, because that's how you drum up support. That's how you make a name for yourself. And I want to share a quote from her before we get into this song, which is called Free Advice, which is going to end our segment this month. And this is Amelia White speaking herself. As a songwriter, I feel obliged to tell the stories that are coming through in the air to me in my world, whether it's personal or political or both, and that can be hard. The antenna is always on. Man, you've got to feel a lot. It's a heavy load sometimes. So if you think about that when you're listening to the lyrics in Free Advice, and to anybody out there who is a songwriter or a writer or an artist, I think you're really going to feel the message of this song. So this is Amelia White with Free Advice. And if you like Lucinda Williams, you might just like her.
Somebody told me as I was getting on stage, somebody told me to do. Somebody told me, baby, find something cheap that looks good on you.
Edition of Americana Cool.
Hey, it's my pleasure. It was really fun to do this again.
Yeah, okay. So next month, 8 artists, and you know, maybe a different location at your house, away from the cat. On the Zoom call.
No more cat distractions.
No more
episodes.
Well, that's, again, on a whole other podcast. We'll go back to any. And, oh, yeah. I should also add, anyone who wants to give us any feedback, just reach out and let us know what you think, the sort of thing. SteelCityMusic.ca, contact form, or on Twitter, of course, SteelCityMusic. And what's your Twitter handle, Heather?
My Twitter handle is at Heather Valley, and on Instagram, I'm at Heather Valley Music. If you have any suggestions of artists for me to listen to, I would absolutely love that. I'm always looking for new songs and new sounds.
Cool. Thanks, buddy. See you next month.
Okay, see ya.
All right, well, back to the almost eternal Iggy Pop discography. Your first solo album was 77's The Idiot. And how big a part did David Bowie play in your emergence as a solo artist?
Well, I mean, put it this way, before I made that record, I was a street person in LA, basically, and I'd been kind of stymied by the entire music business and a really disastrous manager in general, and drug problems, and drinking, and general carousing. You know, so at the time, I could have put together kind of just a stock rock band, something glam, something tasteless, but I didn't want to do that. And it was really timely that he suggested basically two things: getting out of L.A., and which is great, and making an album together, which was a good idea, because I think had he not come along with that proposal, I probably wouldn't be talking to you. No.
Really?
I'd be playing somewhere, probably in 42nd Street or something, you know, something mm-hmm. like that. So it was a good stroke, you know.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Thank you. listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Windswept guitars on lonely decks forever. The harbor silver-paced, as though the sun took step of thee, yet left some motion ever unspent in thy stride.
Hey, it's Gunner, it's Steel City Music, and normally I use my iRig, but something's going wrong, so I'm back to using Zoom on this next interview. Joining me is a gentleman who I think I've met over the years about only a handful of times, really. Once in a comedy club, once while I was doing a radio show at CFMU 93.3 when I brought up Matt Serena, and he brought a couple friends. I believe Devin was one of them. And now we're going to have a conversation about his new musical project called Blorf, which actually is coming out in May, I believe. Hey, Devin, thanks for finally connecting with me here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, straight up, I'm so happy that we've finally been able to connect, and